Hey guys, welcome back to Fast Track Forum. So this has been a very eventful weekend for the two of us. And by the two of us, I mostly just mean Hallie.
It was because if you guys don't know, I went to the Long Beach Grand Prix this weekend and it was so much fun. Honestly, guys, I'm sunburnt, I'm tired, and I'm losing my voice, but 100% worth it because I just love Long Beach in general. And then the race was everything. I mean, Pato didn't get the results we wanted, but we all knew Long Beach it just isn't his race. So it's okay. I'm okay with him not like getting in the top 10. Like, I'll deal with it later. But I will admit, Stingray Rob shocked me by ending in P8. Because everyone says he's one of those drivers who's a paid driver because they're like, he's not a good driver. But I'm like, y'all, that man, the way he drove in Long Beach, I think he is literally, I think Stingray Rob is the equivalent of Lance Stroll to F1. They're basically the same thing where people are like paid drivers. And I'm like, no, they can drive, but I don't know. It was a
Yeah.
fun weekend.
You did look like you have fun, and you met the queen herself.
I did. I met Elba, guys. It was funny because I was in the paddock because I will admit, guys, paddock is so cheap for IndyCar. It's like $34, or that's how much it was in Long Beach. I don't know how much it is everywhere else. I was walking around, and then me and my sister, we stop, and I'm like, that's Elba. I was with my dad, and he told me afterwards, he's like, I was so confused. He's like, who was that flaca you were talking to? Because he didn't know who she was. He thought she was like famous or reported. I'm like, he is dad. I was like, she made the most iconic merch ever for Pato, and I had to talk to her. And she's honestly like the sweetest person. You would think she would have like a big head because she's not, you know, like it's her brother who's famous, not her in a sense, but she was so sweet. She had like literally a line. We were standing outside of Dreddy and she had a line of people who wanted to talk to her, which was crazy. And I was like, I don't know. That was like a dream.
No, I'm honestly kind of glad that you confirmed that she is really down to earth, because just from her Instagram and her TikToks, like, she just seems like she's very down to earth. I mean, she posts her little outfits like on her bed, like she's on top of her bed.
No, literally, she is one of the sweetest persons. I'm so happy she was, because I was scared. I was like, what if she's like stuck up? Like, because I feel like I would let that get to my head, being like, everybody knows who I am. I literally have a line of people wanting to talk to me. But she was super sweet. Like, she took time and talked to everybody.
I love that. One day I will get to meet her too, hopefully.
But also, update, because I think I mentioned it here in the podcast, I wanted to also meet Will Buxton. I got a picture with Will Buxton.
I saw that too. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was like, there's no way. He's so sweet. He had a lot of people too, but he was kind of in a hurry because it was before the race, so he had to go with Fox. And I was like so scared to ask him for a picture. The girl next to me like told him, he's like, oh my God, yes, of course. And I was like, it was so nice meeting you in person. He's like, yeah, thank you for coming and all this stuff. And I was like, ah.
I love Will. We miss him in F1, but he seems like he's having the time of his life in Indy.
He's killing it in Indy, honestly. And I don't know, man. It was crazy. Like, there's so many people. Like, I forget how accessible IndyCar is, where you're just like walking around and they're just like going on their scooters. Like, literally, they're scootering everywhere. Like, they're so accessible. And I don't know. It's crazy to me.
Oh my God, I love that for you. I don't think I'll ever really experience an IndyCar race unless I actually travel to one of the races, because I'm on the East Coast and like IndyCar doesn't really like drive on the East Coast. So it's okay. One day when I get a big girl job, you know, and I get that money.
You see, like, I'm suffering through the depression of it being over. So I'm thinking and debating on buying Monterey because they run again in California and it's in Monterey. So I was like, your girl might be going. Like, there's a chance. I'm like debating, and it's
I say
not.
do it. Don't even debate it. I say do it. Have the time of your life.
Honestly, yeah, because my cousin wants to go and she's like, I'll pay for the hotel. Because literally, for the 3-day tickets, parking, and paddock, it's like 180. I was like, that's nothing.
That is actually not that bad.
So I'm like, I think I might be going, guys. So,
yay! Oh my God, I'm so happy and excited for you. Just don't even, just literally have the page pulled up on your computer and just like look away and just hit like. Add it to your cart.
No, for real. But I do have sad news, guys. I know I mentioned I would try to get a clip of Pato, but guys, last year it was so much easier to talk to him. This year, Arrow McLaren's garage was a nightmare, like, to be there. And I was close. Like, I had asked him, I was like, Pato, can I get a picture? This grown man is like, Pato, selfie, and like pulls him to him and takes a selfie, literally pushing me out of the way. And then Pato had to go because he had to go do debriefing. It's like this grown man, like, literally, there was grown men, like 40s, 50s, like, literally in front of the garage, like, pushing people out of the way. Like, it was a mess. I was like, it wasn't like this last year. And I was like, the only reason I got a selfie with him was because he had this like thing with one of his sponsors. And even then, I kept getting pushed by grown men trying to get his signature. And I'm like, I just want one selfie, guys. Like, it's not deep. Like, it literally was claustrophobic. It was a nightmare. Like, I could not like to meet him was like impossible.
Men ruin everything. I love how, as soon as the female fan base or demographic in motorsports in general has increased, previous like motorsport in air quotes fans say that women are ruining the sport. No, we're not. I honestly think men are ruining everything with their gross comments and what you're pushing a girl. Like, you're literally pushing someone who's so much younger than you and you're in your 30s and 40s. Like, what is your problem?
I was like, it was just a picture. And then, because he was already gonna hug me too for the picture. And I was like, no, take the selfie first, because clearly that guy needed the picture more than me. So I was like, whatever. And then he's like, oh, I have to go. And I was like, wait, but my picture.
Yeah.
But it's fine, because after that, I met Elba and I told her, and she's like, no, you had good karma though. She's like, you gotta meet me. She's like, but next time, she's like, don't be nice. And I was like, yeah, it's elbows out next time. I was like, I'm gonna push that guy back.
Yeah, no, literally follow her advice. Like, when it comes to like these types of events, like, you have to be mean and you have to be cruel. Like, and I've known this because I am a barricade girly at concerts and venues. So in order for me to get there, especially because I'm so tiny, guys, if you don't know, I'm literally 5 foot. Like, I'm so tiny. And I'm a pit girly. Like, I don't care. Like, I'll be down there. But in order so I can get like a good view, I'm literally shoving people in order to get there. Like, well, actually, let me clarify. I'm not one of those like mean people that are just like, oh no, my friend is up there, like, I'm gonna go meet them. Like, if I can get to the front, I'm gonna get to the front. But I'm not like actually gonna like push people, but I will push people so that I have room, because lately concert etiquette thrown out the window. No one knows concert etiquette.
I think it's everywhere. Like, I'm telling you, last year it wasn't like this. People were nice. They weren't pushing and shoving. This year, I was like, what has happened? I've noticed a lot of people, because they're like, oh, I can't go to F1 because it's expensive. I'll just go to IndyCar. So there's so many people going now who aren't actually like IndyCar fans and are only there because, Pato's been like this big name and stuff. And I'm like, you're not like those people who are going every day. Like, I see the same people up in front, and I'm like, girl, if you already got your picture, you got your moment, let people who haven't gone to get it. Like, if I would have gotten that one like recreation photo, I would have been done. I would have not like kept going. But I kept going because like I haven't gotten my like little recreation photo.
Yeah, no, that's totally understandable. I don't want to call out like certain creators, mostly because I can't remember them, but I have been noticing on my For You page that a lot of content creators, like motorsport content creators, have been posting that they were at Long Beach. And I know for a fact they certain, well, not all of them, but like a good amount of them have only ever posted F1 content. And so, like, I remember like scrolling on my For You page and like their videos would pop up, and I'm like, wait, why are they at an IndyCar race? They don't even watch IndyCar, or they don't even post about it if they do, because they only post F1 content. So, yeah, I have also been seeing that trend. Like,
Yeah, and they're getting invited by teams. Like, I noticed that, because I'm like, they're getting in the garage, getting invited to like getting all these like amazing opportunities. And I'm like, maybe it's slightly jealousy. It could be a little bit, but I'm like, if you guys don't know, I started as an IndyCar page and then slowly went to posting a little bit about F1. Even then, I don't post majority F1 because I leave it for the podcast to talk about F1. I am strictly like mostly Indy, and like occasionally I'll post like F1 stuff.
But it's kind of interesting because I've had this talk with my professor who used to like work in like these like PR, like hospitality type of like things with F1 specifically. And like we would have conversations about like what does it take to get like these influencers to get invited and stuff like that. It truly is just like all about like popularity and like money, like who brings in the most money and stuff, who would constantly like advertise for that specific brand that they get invited to go to these events for, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, even if you are a content creator, like truly, like if you're a fan of the sport, you might not even get invited by these brands unless you're like insanely popular.
It's heartbreaking.
It really is.
But yeah, I was like, it was fun though. Regardless of like those little mishaps, I like had fun. I got to meet my diva Christian. Like, I love that for me. Like, I met him. He told me happy birthday, like, so, or a late happy birthday. He commented on one of my videos, a late happy birthday. So it was fun. I got bullied by Rossi because I only had Pato merch. But for me, it was great. Like, I met my drivers who I wanted to meet, and had cute little interactions that I'm gonna remember. They're probably not gonna remember me, but I'll remember them.
Oh, I'm sure they will remember it though.
I mean, Rossi kind of remembered me because I met him earlier when he signed a couple things for me at like this Java House like event. And then later that day, he's like, "Did you get another hat?" And I was like, "No, but I bought more Pato merch." And he's like, "I guess it's understandable." And I was like, "Oh,
Oh, I love Rossi.
I do too. He's so funny." But yeah, that was just like, I guess, a little recap of. Long Beach and my like adventures.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. Like, just forget about all those mishaps. Like, your good karma will come.
It will, hopefully. Guys, manifest that I get invited to like any of the upcoming IndyCar races. Like,
Yes, and you will. We're gonna manifest that.
we're manifesting it. I'm like, I don't even care with what team it is because I love all teams. Actually, that's a lie. There's one team I wouldn't want to be invited by and one specific driver, but like, I won't mention that. But any other team, I
Okay, well, we're gonna move on from IndyCar
will.
and talk about Bahrain, which, guys, full disclaimer, we are filming this on Wednesday because we both are really busy, and by we, I mean mostly me because I'm I have other things going on, but
Me, in my defense, I was dead. I literally was like recovering.
which I don't blame you either. I knew that we weren't going to film like later that day, like Sunday or Monday, because I was like, I have been to a GP, even if it's not IndyCar, like it takes a toll on you.
I was like, Monday, I just slept. I took a hot bath and like slept the whole day.
As you should. Anyways, Bahrain, it was definitely a lot more interesting than the Japanese GP. Like a lot more things have happened, and I don't remember which ones they were because I'm like hazy now.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest, guys. I watched a little bit of it, but I was very much like IndyCar focused. All I know is Yuki ended up in the points. Like, I'm happy for that. The Red Bulls were not it. That's all I know because my sister was telling me, she's like, yeah, your Red Bulls suck. And I was like, thank you for telling me that. Like, that's what I needed.
No, yeah. I'm really happy that Oscar won. He definitely deserved that win. He has been fantastic this whole entire weekend. And I honestly think I'm the only Lando girly in my family because when I posted the graphic or when I reposted the graphic on my Instagram story that Oscar had won the GP, tell me why so many people liked it. Like, where is this attention when I post when Lando wins or anyone else that I like wins? Why is everyone all of a sudden an Oscar girly in my family? Anyways, but yeah, Lando did it was it did not go Lando's way at all for quali either because he was like upset over it afterwards, but like he understood and he was being a good sport about it though. Like when he climbed up though, he was P6 and he ended up P2.
Hit that on the podium, right? Because I know we just got another double. It was like another double McLaren podium.
Yeah, I'm almost positive he would. He ended up P2. But let me confirm that.
While you look that up, I just want to mention this is like so random, but Lewis Hamilton, when I saw those pictures, I know this has nothing to do with the race, guys, but I just had to bring it up because I was like, why did he look so angelic? Like, this was beautiful. Like, I was sitting in the bleachers watching, I don't think it was like a free practice two or something, and I saw the picture and I was like, my God. Oh my God.
He and Lando ended up P3. They climbed up what, six spots? So that's hella impressive. Like, this is just more proof that he is an incredibly talented driver and people are just discrediting him just because, like, he has a fighting chance at the Drivers' Champion. But George, to be honest, I did not expect him to be on podium two and to get P2, but not mad about it.
I forget George Russell exists sometimes. I'm so sorry. He's like one of the more boring drivers, in my opinion. So I forget he exists.
I agree with that comment, not gonna lie. My cousin, she does not like George. And I remember I asked her why she doesn't. And she was like, he's just scary looking.
I guess.
anyway, so every time I like see George or like, or he somehow like has the attention on himself, I always remember that comment from my cousin.
He's scary.
But yeah, Kimmy also was up there too, wasn't he? Or no?
Let me see the
Oh
results.
no, he was P11. He, I
Close.
think, yeah. Is this the first time that he hasn't been in the points? Like, I feel like he's been in points the past.
Yeah, he's been getting points, like, and really high, too.
Yeah. So I think this is the first race that Kimi has finished outside of the points.
What happened to Carlos Sainz? Like, why didn't he finish? Because I heard from, like, when what I was listening is he had contact with Yuki.
He did, and then his whole entire, well, not his whole entire car, but like the debris from the side of the content was just like out. He
Oh.
had like a big hole in the side of the Williams.
Dude, Carlos has had no luck in this Williams, like, whatsoever. It's really not going his way. I'm hoping he could turn it around, but it's not looking good for him.
It really isn't, and it's breaking my heart because Carlos is another one of my favorite drivers. Oh, I have the video or the photo. That's Carlos.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, it was rough, and it's been really rough this season being a Carlos fan. Ooh.
And then it says here, Nico Hülkenberg was disqualified. Do we know why he was disqualified?
I remember seeing that headline. but I don't know why. Let's see. We'll do some research.
Because I'm like looking at like how everything ended up. Yeah, poor Max. It's not my Red Bulls this weekend. I guess wasn't the weekend for the Red Bull girlies, but it's okay because Yuki got the points. Like I said, like he's finally put points for the second seat who hasn't had points in a minute. So
Yeah.
I was like, good on that. I'm happy Oscar won. I do love Oscar more than I like Lando. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I totally get it. I really love Oscar too, and I'm always gonna cheer him on. I'm just more of a Lando girly.
Yeah, but I'm like, for me, I keep seeing people put comments that like us McLaren fans are gonna have to like suffer soon because you guys have two drivers who are in the contention to win. So they're gonna have to pick their number one driver and who they're gonna focus on to win that. Because if they don't and they continue with this, we don't have a number one driver. We all know Max is a good driver and could come up out of nowhere for this world
That
champion.
is true. That is true because after this race, Oscar has moved up in the standings. So now Lando's is first and Oscar is second. But I have a feeling that our number one driver is Lando because of the comments that Andreas made. And he said that Lando has been there since like the very beginning. He is always like there, like every year, like making comments and stuff like that about the car. So the way that he worded it made it seem like Lando is going to be their number one driver and back him up. But I also saw that, I don't know, I saw it on TikTok, I know, but I don't remember if it was like a content creator or like an official account. But apparently, I saw that the car, the McLaren, is built on Oscar's like driving skills instead of Lando's.
We all know what happens when a car is built around one driver. What happens to the other driver who is not built around? It's not good.
Yeah, so now I'm like, great. I wonder what's going to happen. No matter what, I'm going to be happy as a McLaren girly, but it's going to kill me and it's going to be a very emotional season watching the two of them fight because I do not want another Lewis and Nico. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. You see, me as a Red Bull girl, I'm just like, I've been in the trenches since last season with this car being not it. And now it's just like even worse. And I'm like, I don't know. I was like, it hurts. It hurts, but we're here. My sister makes fun of me because she's like, you know what? She's like, it's time for your downfall. She's like, other teams need to be on the top. And I'm like, I guess.
She's not wrong.
She's not, but you know, I loved being like the winner.
Everyone does when your team is the win. Like, it's a good feeling. It's a nice feeling, you know?
Yeah, but now I'm suffering on both ends where my teams are just like not it. Where I have two teams who are like, oh, you see, McLaren dominates in F1, but they can't do it in
In
IndyCar. Like, can we get the car there?
hopefully, maybe after this, they'll focus on Indy too so that they can. Oh, I also heard that they're trying to get the Triple Crown. Like, I think McLaren is gonna be in Le Mans, right? Did you hear that? Or is that just me?
I think so. I mean, it wouldn't. I think McLaren already has the triple crown. I think McLaren's the only team who has the triple crown, so they could
I
be
think
trying to do it again.
that's not what I read. Or maybe I read it wrong.
I was like,
But
hold
yeah.
on. I was like, I'll look that up. Did you find out why Nico was disqualified?
No, I literally could not find it.
I was like, guys, we really don't come prepared for half these episodes.
Don't lie. We don't come prepared for these episodes at all.
We tried once.
We still went off track.
We did. I looked up who I wrote triple, and it's like, who has the triple dipper? Oh God. Well, it's Graham Hill, but no, I know teams.
Oh, okay. Nico Hülkenberg was disqualified over flank wear breach.
Oh, Christ, because I'm a Nico girly. It is McLaren. McLaren has the triple crown. It's the only
Okay.
team who's accomplished it.
I think they're the only one. I think when was the year where they got the triple crown? Maybe the wording that I'm trying to remember from that piece that I read was that they haven't won it in a very long
It's
time.
been a long time, yeah, because they won Indy 500 in 1974, Monaco in 1984, and then the 24 Hours of Le Mans in 1995.
Okay, yeah. So I think because they got the constructors this year, they're gonna try and do it again.
Yeah, they just need to win Monaco, so either Oscar or Lando need to win Monaco, and then we've gotten close with Pato winning Indy 500. He's gotten second every. It breaks my heart, guys. It breaks my heart. Pato will be an Indy 500 winner, and
And
I
it
am
will
happy.
be this year.
It will be this year because he gets close every year. He's literally been. It breaks my heart. I haven't really kept up with 24 Hours of Le Mans. Like, I don't really do that, but I know who drove in it. There's a couple people who I know who have done it. I know Nolan Siegel has that win. He is a Le Mans winner, but it was prior to him being a McLaren driver, so they can't claim him. And I don't think he drove for McLaren when he won it.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. I don't really pay that much attention to Le Mans. I only really like keep up to see who won, you know? Like I don't actually like watch it because 24 hours, I I will never stay up 24 hours. But for Le Mans, I'm always a Ferrari girly. Like, I always hope that they win it.
They do pretty good though, Ferrari, I think, from what I've seen, because I also don't really keep up with it because it's crazy. I also don't understand it because there's so many classes, guys. Like, it's not just like how in IndyCar there's like the cars and the F1, the cars. Like, there's classes, like you got your something class, you're this class and that. So you're paying attention to different classes running. And then I think you have to be a certain class to be considered the 24-hour winner or whatever, because other classes don't really count or something. I did research into it, but it's been a
Yeah.
minute. It's really confusing. Don't hate us for not knowing Le Mans. It's just really confusing.
It was really confusing because I remember, okay, we all know I'm a film major, so I watched the film about 24-hour Le Mans, or where they competed, to try and understand it, because my brain can, like, I'm like a visual learner, so like even though I know that films always get everything wrong, and they, well, they don't always get everything wrong, but they're not like a good
They're
source.
not accurate.
Yeah, they're not accurate. They're not a good source. But it's like sort of good for me because then it just like it introduces it to me and I get to learn like the little like I guess important details of it really. But even that was kind of confusing. I ended up even more confused after I watched it. I was like, "Dang, I still got some questions."
Yeah, no, it's a confusing sport, but I could see McLaren trying to get the triple crown again, considering they're the only team who has it. And right now, they really have a good car to win Monaco, because I feel like Monaco is, I feel like it's the hardest if you want your triple crown, because you have to be in F1 for the whole season to be able to do it. It's not like IndyCar where you could just qualify for Indy 500. You don't have to race every race. You have to be there and you have to qualify good, because Monaco streets are really hard to overtake. So I feel like.
There's barely any overtaking. It's gotten smaller. Like I remember walking the track when I was there last year. No. And the fact that the cars have gotten bigger, like overtaking is literally impossible. That's why, like, it's Monaco is the most iconic GP, and everyone should go see it at least once in their life because it is iconic and it's beautiful. I love Monaco. But the race is kind of boring because there's no
It is.
action.
I was like, it is, not gonna lie, but I'm like, I think that one's the hardest, just like because you have to be in like the whole season to be able to even get a chance. Because you know, drivers like Danny Ric, Fernando Alonso, Lewis Hamilton, Max Verstappen, and Checo have all won Monaco, so they already have one of the three to win the Triple Crown. Now, if they ever, I keep saying Checo should go do Indy 500 to like, you know, venture in maybe getting the Triple Crown. Like, I think that would be fun because I know Fernando tried it when he took his break from F1, he tried it, didn't win because the 500 is something else, guys. Like, that is crazy. If you don't watch Indy 500, that is like literally the pinnacle of motorsports. Like, it is insane how fast they drive. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, I'm like, there's only a couple drivers who right now have the shot to like actually get their triple crown.
Yeah, I don't, sorry. I was just trying to like think of something to say because I was, but I can't think of any of the other drivers that have won it because there's like, it's a small group.
Yeah, it is. Because you could also count it by the people who've won the Indy 500 and be like, oh, well, they have one of them, but they would have to then get into F1 to do Monaco. So I feel like counting the ones who got Monaco have a better
Better
chance of getting the
chance.
triple crown. Because I mean, we obviously have Joseph Newgarden, Marcus Ericsson. He used to do F1, but he didn't win Monaco, but he has his Indy 500. So it's like you have drivers like that who've won that one, or you have your Le Mans drivers, but they'd have to go into F1, which is hard because there's only 20 seats. I mean, they're adding another team, but
It's
it's
still
still
not
very
the,
competitive.
yeah, it's still very competitive. And yeah, so I do agree with you. Whoever has won Monaco has a better chance at getting the Triple Crown.
Yeah. I would love to see McLaren win their triple crown again. I'm not a McLaren girl, I'm an Arrow McLaren girl, but I think it would be fun to have like another team like have them win again the triple crown since it's been like forever.
It has been forever, and I think it'll be very interesting, at least for me, and I'll be really happy because at least I get to see them win the Triple Crown while I'm alive.
No, literally. Me, I'm just hoping that if they do win the triple crown, it's with Pato winning the 500. But you know,
I will literally text you. I'd be like, they're so close, Pato won the 55.
I guys, if he wins, I'm crying. Like, literally, I'm dead. I'm deceased. I mean, I don't have anything else. I think that
Yeah, no, I literally cannot think of anything else that has happened. I mean, besides the sass, we got the driver's sass back this past couple of GP because
yeah.
one of the radios was Oscar. His engineer was like, remember to use the drink, and Oscar responded with, I would if it was working.
I love when they're sassy. I think that's like my favorite, which is why I hate when the FIA is trying to like restrict them, because I'm like, dude, let them talk. Like, they're funny. Like, it's entertaining.
No, literally, George literally stripping while we were in the cool down room. Like, what are you doing?
I think I saw that on TikTok because someone posted it, and I was like, oh. I was like, okay, sir.
It literally just threw me for a loop because I remember I wasn't watching it live because like I had 10 laps left. I kid you not. I had 10 laps left into the race, but I had to leave because I promised my friend that I'd do lunch with her. So I had to go and pick her up, but I had 10 laps left. So I was kind of like sad, but like I got the notification that Oscar won and I was like, I knew it because like I just knew he would win. And then all of a sudden, I see literally the naked back of George Russell because I had it pulled up as I was like watching the cool down room in the I wanted to see the podium celebration. So that's all I saw as soon as I like pulled up F1 TV on my phone. I was like, whoa.
Jump scare.
Literally jump scare. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, these drivers are funny. Like, I love them, but sometimes I'm like, what are you thinking?
Someone on TikTok said that he knew what he was doing for the edits.
He just wanted to pop off more. He just needed all his fans to, like,
He does. And I will not lie, I haven't gotten a lot of F1 content this weekend because, guys, I'm a huge Yellow Jackets fan. I don't know if any of you all watch Yellow Jackets, and I can tell by your face that you don't, but I absolutely love that show. And the end of season three, oh my God, the season three finale was like this past Friday, and I'm mourning. I cannot, like, it's so. If you watch Yellow Jackets, please hit me up and we can talk about the season finale. Because, oh my God, I'm so excited for the next season, but I'm kind of mad that I have to wait at least 2 years for it.
I hate when that happens when you're watching shows live. This is why I like watching old shows, because I'm like, at least I don't have to wait for a season.
Oh my God, no, yeah, I get it. I mean, have you watched The Last of Us?
No.
Okay, but season two it's episodic, so it's gonna be every Sunday. So like every Sunday night, I will be tuning in and watching my episode. But it's season two premiere was this past Sunday too, and I watched that. Not gonna lie, I was a little hesitant about it, but it's turned out really good. So I'm really excited. Can't wait for the next episode this.
Isn't it like based off of a video game? The last
Yes.
of it? Okay, yeah.
Yes, it is based off a video game, and I already know what happens. If you guys are listening and you also are watching The Last of Us, I do know what happens because I've played the game and I was obsessed with it. So when they made a live adaptation of it, I was really excited. That's all I'm gonna say. But yeah, I'm like not excited for the next episode because I do know what's going to happen and I'm gonna be again morning. But
You're
okay.
just gonna be in the trenches.
I am going to be in the trenches, literally. If you get the reference, you get the
Oh, I didn't even mean it to be a reference.
reference. Okay. Well, yeah, I had to do my little rant on that, but I don't think I have anything else to say.
Don't think I do either. Yeah. I guess that's it, guys. We survived another weekend of races. I survived, guys. I made it alive. I'm here. Now I have to wait for the month of May because there's no IndyCar till May. But then it's a whole month, guys. It's a whole month. So we're chilling. But we do have, I believe it's Saudi Arabia? Yeah, Saudi Arabia. I was like, next weekend, I will be watching, guys. Don't worry, this time I'll do better. I was like, I'll actually like fully pay attention. So, yeah, that's all we have for you guys this week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.